This project encounters many of the standard problems you run into in computer vision. So you have unstructured environment, variations in lighting, you have occlusions. So one of the challenges we have is the fruit zone is occluded by leaves, and we have to figure out how to deal with that.
Figuring out the amount of grapes a vineyard will yield, this is Future Lab, the online radio series from Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. Computer vision is in its early days, but already scientists are beginning to use it to help analyze diverse spaces, from the human brain to vineyards. October is the month for grape harvest in Northern California. Each day, the harvesting starts very early, sometimes 2 a.m. In this field of high-end Chardonnay grapes, a tractor specially designed to pick the fruit while driving above the rows of vines makes its way down another row. Carl Wente, a fifth-generation winemaker, oversees the harvest operations for Wente Vineyards.
We've been growing grapes and making wine here in the Livermore Valley since 1883, and I'm the senior vice president of winemaking, so oversee all the winemaking operations.
Grapes are Carl Wente's raw material. The winery uses grapes grown in its own vineyards, which means the winemakers can make qualitative decisions about how to farm vineyards in order to deliver the flavors and tannins that make it into the bottle. Not all of the grapes are harvested. Some are dropped throughout the growing season, which affects the energy in the vine and the flavors in the remaining grapes.
You can even look through this vineyard that we're standing in here, and you see these clusters on the ground. Crop estimates obviously going to change based on what you choose to leave and what you choose to drop off.
Crop estimates are done by simply averaging the amount of fruit, knowing the number of vines per acre and clusters per vine, with an assumed weight for each cluster.
Doing a cluster count is ultimately pretty easy. You just walk along and you look and you say, okay, there looks like there's 32 clusters per vine. But then the real kicker is, unless you pull that cluster off of the vine, it's really tough to say how much it weighs because of the variation in berry size. And so you could have a quarter pound cluster or a 0.4 pound cluster. And so we're talking 60-70% variance in your ability to estimate yields. And so it's actually become a running joke around the winery about how tough it is and how far off we are on our estimates. It could be 20% in either direction.
The variation in crop estimates is built into the Wente business. The vineyard works with whatever the yield turns out to be. But many vineyards in California produce grapes to be sold on the open market to wineries. For these farmers, accurate yield estimates are critically important. Computer researchers such as Lily Mummert, a scientist at Intel Labs in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, say measuring vineyard crop yields is a compelling computer vision problem.
We're looking at two aspects of the crops. One is yield estimation. So as you go through the growing season, can we get a sense of how much fruit is out there? And the other is measurements of canopy health. So how much canopy is there and sort of what state is the canopy in? And there's this idea of a balanced vine. That is, you want to get a proper balance between the amount of canopy, which is the part of the plant that's going to generate energy, and the amount of fruit. By measuring the amount of fruit and the amount of canopy, we can get a better idea of vine balance.
The main thing that we knew that we wanted to do was like see if we could use cheap sensors to estimate the amount of grapes present in a vineyard as opposed to, like, say, a $500,000 robot.
David Deep today is a PhD student at the Carnegie Mellon University Robotics Institute. As a computer researcher, working in a vineyard was a perk he hadn't predicted.
Our jobs are to sit in front of computers all day long, and we went to Cornell University's research vineyard, which is just on the shores of Lake Erie. If you just walk off the vineyard, you are pretty much in the lake, and it's amazingly beautiful.
And in the vineyard, Day was able to see whether or not the project required a $500,000 robot.
We can actually get amazing information from a $300 camera we bought off Amazon, as compared to, like, you know, putting in a big robot with 20 lasers on it and pushing it through an orchard and the whole logistics involved. In that process, we started looking at how we can solve some of the problems, like registering images together. For example, if you imagine, if you take a sequence of images of anything and you want to count let's say apples or grapes present in the sequence of images. You have to make sure, because the images have overlap, that the apple that you count in image number one, you don't double count in image number two. And that by itself is a significant computer vision research problem.
The research team wanted to go into new territory in computer vision. One important direction was to develop an algorithm sensor that was agnostic, which means one that could be used with the simple setup of inexpensive cameras or in a $500,000 robot. The researchers aimed at getting images of 3D structures, especially those that could differentiate between foliage and grapes.
We use this notion called structure from motion, where we'd create a 3D map of what we have imaged. So what we get is this three-dimensional reconstruction of the scene. So for example, if you pick a point in space and you image it from two different viewpoints, you can triangulate that particular point if you know the correspondence in the two and figure out where it is with respect to the two cameras. And using more sophisticated version of this basic implementation, we were able to create a whole map of the world in three dimensions, which is very useful to us.
So this project encounters many of the standard problems you run into in computer vision. So you have unstructured environment, variations in lighting, you have occlusions. So one of the challenges we have is, often the fruit zone is occluded by leaves, right? And we have to figure out sort of how to deal with that. The work we've done so far is on vines that have had the fruit zone basically trimmed of leaves, which is common in more northern climates. In more southern climates where you might shade the crop with leaves, you might leave the leaves there, that's going to be a lot harder. And there are different growing practices. So for example, there are other sort of trellising systems that will basically leave the fruit occluded, except the only way you can see the fruit is basically from the bottom, right? So there are a lot of challenges with any kind of visual estimation of crop load. And so we do this by shape. When people think of grapes, they usually think of purple grapes. But color is not a reliable cue, because earlier in the season, they're all green. And they can look an awful lot like foliage. So we use shape to distinguish basically between leaves, fruit, and linear structures. And then from that, we can try and figure out how much fruit there is. In the end, what you would like is weight, right? Weight per unit area. Right now, we're just trying to more accurately classify the different parts of the plant. And we've been getting some pretty encouraging results, but this is still fairly early.
That's our show for this week. This is Future Lab, the online radio series of Intel Labs. If you'd like to see pictures of the vineyards or of the 3D images, you can see them at Flickr. Just put in the search terms Future Lab and Intel. You can find Future Lab episodes at iTunes and at connectedsocialmedia.com. Intel Labs can be found at intel.com/research.